pray for me. I'm nervous as ever.
Bless him.
All right. Because I take this real serious.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I don't want to, I fail him daily. I just don't want to fail him up here.
Right. Bless him, Lord.
Desire y'all's prayers, but before that, I ask y'all to forgive me.
Yes.
I was stuck in Haran.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him.
My joy was gone.
Come on.
I wasn't the Christian that I needed to be.
Bless him. Bless him.
I allowed Satan just to talk to me and just steal my joy and
bless
steal
him.
Everything that means to me and allow things, and I look in the past sometimes and
touch him, Lord.
I don't want to go back to where.
No, sir.
I don't want to go back.
Amen.
But I feel sometimes I'm slowly slipping.
Come on.
Because it takes a real man and a real woman to stand up for the Lord, and
right.
And whenever the Satan comes at you and you feel like you're at the weakest, and
come on, bless him.
And you feel like it's much easier just to back down and just let
bless
everything be fine. Obviously. But I praise God for at my work, and it takes a while, but the Lord's working there, because I claimed the presence there ever since that Saturday with Brother Moody at Journey, where he talked about the ark and at Obed-Edom. And,
right.
I want that. I prayed right then and there. I cried, because I had the evil spirit then.
Bless him, Lord.
Because I didn't have pants. I didn't want to go at first. I didn't have dress pants. I was wearing jeans, and I didn't want to wear jeans. I wanted to wear dress pants. And in the first place, I didn't want to go there because I allowed Satan to use it, and I was miserable throughout the thing, and all these songs started. They started singing certain songs, and it started convicting me, and I.
Bless him, Lord.
And then he preached on the ark, and
bless.
I want God's presence at Georgia United, and I see it working. It just takes time.
That's
and
right.
I just want it instantly. I want God's presence there every single time, and I don't want anything bad to happen. I don't want any doubts. But it's not on my time. It's on his time, and I just had to realize that. And I just ask y'all to forgive me before I even.
Curtis and Doug,
make most weed seven.
Second.
We'll be in the book of Esther. And,
man, bless you, Lord.
Chapter 4. Haman already convinced King Ahasuerus to basically kill all the Jews and give him, and I'll pay you in the treasury for allowing me to kill the Jews. And Esther was already chosen out of all these women. She was chosen because she was a godly woman. She,
right.
The Lord had a purpose in her life to at this certain time. And I'm going to start at verse 1, and I'll skip around. And Esther chapter 4. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on a sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud voice and a bitter cry and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came. There was a great mourning among the Jews and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. And skip down to verse 5. Then called Esther for Hatcha, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. She wanted to know why. Why was everybody grieving? Why do I hear y'all crying and have full sorrow? And because Esther didn't know anything about the decree that Haman convinced Ahasuerus to to sign, and so Hatcha went forth to Mordecai into the street of the city, which was before the king's gate, and Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave them the copy of the written writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to shew it unto Esther, and declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make requests before him for her people. And Hatcha came and told Esther the words of Mordecai, and Esther spake unto Hatcha and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. And all the king's servants and all the people of the king's provinces do know that whomsoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, and that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told Mordecai Esther's words. And then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not without that thou shalt excel in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And whom knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?"
That's right.
If Brother Tracy would read.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, as long as we know how, on behalf of Brother Todd tonight. We thank you, Father, for the reading of thy word, Lord. God, and I just pray for Brother Todd tonight, Father, that you would anoint him, God, with thy Holy Spirit, God. Father, I pray you give him the words to speak, God, that we'll take these words, Lord. God, we'll apply it to our life, Lord. Father, that we just let it come in and change us, Lord. Find that good lodging place, Lord, in our heart, God. God, I pray if there's any lost tonight, God, that you would deal with them, Lord. God, let me say before it's eternally too late tonight. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you, Lord. Have your sweet will and way in the remainder of this service, God. And, God, we will praise you for all things that's accomplished. For it's in your blessed and holy name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Esther had a little pride there. She cared about her people, but she didn't want to. Because she was worried about, she feared that her life, she had the time of her life, she was nothing, nobody knew her, to all of a sudden a queen.
Right.
And so she had this pride in her that I feel that is in here, and that's why she didn't want, like, Mordecai, you know I can't go in there, because it's a law where I'll die.
Yeah.
But he says, don't you think, you're not going to escape this.
Right.
You're... At such a time as this, God put you here to allow us, to allow you to go boldly into the throne room, to pray and to ask alms and ask for our people, to save your people.
Right.
But we have a little pride. Sometimes we go, why me, Lord? Why? Spiritually, I'm not, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Spiritually, I can't go up to my boss, I can't work on Sundays.
Come on.
Because I'm scared that I'm going to lose my job. But God put you in this time so to help others who maybe later down the road where they say, I can't work because I want to worship the Lord. I want to go to church. I want to do all this stuff. But we need to go boldly because God's on our side. And
yeah,
but we get timid and we get in ourselves. We get wise in our own eyes. And we want to go, we want to just lay back. I'm guilty. I just want to lay back. I didn't want to offend anybody at work, but it was a time and a place where did God matter or did my job matter? And I come to the point where nothing matters, it's all about him, and so I just showed my line. I just, every time they talked nasty stuff and telling jokes, I know it's women, I'm with a lot of women, but they do tell jokes too,
right?
And that's an eye opener for me because I never had that.
Bless
I was always
Lord.
With guys, so it's kind of weird that they have their thing, and then, so whenever they start talking, I'm like, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. So I slowly give them I said, please, that offends me, don't talk to me.
Yeah,
they got mad at me.
Yeah.
y'all men are so nasty too, so why can't we do it? I'm like, yes, but that I'm convicted of that. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. That's my conviction. I'll pray for you, but for the longest time, they didn't want to talk to me, and they mocked me, and they made fun of me. But then when it was time for, when the president of the company was going to come up and talk to us about bonuses and all this, they asked me to pray.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Whenever they know something good or might good happen, that's when they'll come to me.
Right.
They don't want that whenever, but whenever it's the bad times or whenever it's anything, they just want to mock me and want to make fun of me. And
Right. Yeah. And
I used to just let, okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, make fun of me. I was a closet Christian. I didn't, at first I was all, yeah, God blessed me with this job, but I slowly, once he blessed me, I slowly backed out, and slowly my joy was going, and I didn't understand why my joy was gone, and why was I so upset about Vacation Bible School when I got one saved, and I didn't get it saved, but the Lord. But God used me to put on this Vacation Bible School.
Right.
Why am I doubting myself? Why, God, praise the Lord that one got saved.
Yeah, man.
Praise the Lord, we had so many get on fire, and just those that didn't really never taught before.
Right.
Started,
amen.
God's presence were there. Why am I doubting myself? Why am I a closeted Christian? Because I don't want to offend anybody. But it's, you can't please everyone.
Amen.
I learned that the hard way. You can't please everyone.
Amen.
And, but a lot of times, I'm guilty of sometimes because I get where I have to please everyone. It was a new job. I felt like it's a new guy. I need to know the ropes. I don't want to offend anybody. But now that they know who I am, now they know that I teach Sunday school. Now they know that I'm a preacher. Now they know whenever the good times are coming or when they feel that God's going to bless them, they want to come to the man of God and they want to ask questions. They ask me questions about tithing. Why is it 10%? Why is it 10%? I'm like, yes, it's a number for those that have the money, but your 10% is what you can give, like, fully. The widow woman only had two mites. She gave all that she had. That was her 10%. Yes, it was less than most of those hypocrites that put it, oh, look, I got $100 here, look, $100. And you have this poor widow woman that puts two pennies in.
Right.
Why is it 10%? Or why do you believe in the King James Version? Well, they ask them all these questions because they want to know. They want to, yes, they mock me, but they'll come whenever I'm eating lunch in the break room. One in the blue moon, they'll sneak in and ask me all these questions. But they don't. But out in the public, they'll make fun of me. But they're slowly warming up to me, and they're slowly asking questions. God's working, and then God's presence is there. I feel it. Members come in, and they ask prayer. And I have this one lady. She's not a member, but she comes in to cash a check, and Miss Hayes, and she had a hard life, and she came up to me, and I told her my testimony, and it was similar to hers, and how most people made fun of her about her weight and what she looked like, and I was telling her, yes, my dad beat me up on that with verbal, and I felt no one cared about me, and so slowly I just got so depressed, but God got me through it. And she goes, amen, and she started crying. And she goes, sorry for crying, but I know, understand what you're going through. And I said, I know, but it's not about me, it's all about him. And people were looking at me, and they're like, I was like, we just had a little meeting right then and there. And we have, I have members that are nasty, and members that would give all my other coworkers a hard time, but when they come up to me, they're praising God. But it took a while before them to start praising God because they saw me, they love me being there. They feel something. They know there's something different
right.
in that credit union, and I praise the Lord for it. And it's not about me; it's all about Him and
Amen.
His presence there. And but we need to go boldly into the throne room. But she needed backup. She needed to know that her family was behind her.
Amen.
A lot of us, we don't want to pray for others. And she asked them to fast And I'll go in there. If I perish, I perish. But I know that you're behind me, and I know the Lord's behind me. If anything happens, it's all for you. And,
Amen.
But we fail to do that. We just don't want to pray for others. We'll say we pray for them. I'll pray for you, brother.
Come on.
But then life happens, and we forget. And on the column post, we fail to. I'm guilty sometimes when I hear about prayer. I'll do it later. They don't need it right now. I'm with a member. Don't get me wrong. There's a time where you might be busy at the time, but you don't fail to pray.
Amen.
I just desire y'all prayers, and that's all I have. And I know it was short and it was scattered, but y'all remember me.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to talk to you. Would come on out, y'all. Stand tonight. Come do a song.